They have weapons. They spread the ball around. I think the quarterback's done a nice job for him, knowing who his playmakers are and getting him the ball. And then just the guys in the backfield, McFadden especially. He's a guy that if you give him a crease and he doesn't have to kind of stop and restart, that he can be real effective, hit a home run on you. So that's what we've emphasized all week. That was one of the reasons I think a lot of people questioned how aggressive we were going after him and the offer we made to him. We had a pretty good feeling then that he has a unique ability to separate from guys, especially when in the slot, and that he has a knack for making big plays at crucial times. Yeah, I mean, to me, there has to be continuity. I mean, the first thing that leads to winning is having really good players. That's important. But I think getting them to play together, that there's every NFL team has great individuals, and it's the better teams are the ones that win. And I think that's the most important thing, making sure that you have the right chemistry, the right leadership. I think the scheme's important, but I don't think it's maybe as high on the list as some people think. Yeah, and I think that's you're maximizing the chance that it happens by having continuity. That if you believe in who you hire and you believe in who you bring in and know that over time it's going to work and you have that patience, sure, that can be a big part of it. And there's been a lot of teams that have had their growing pains and then took some time to figure it out. And there's other teams that were able to get it turned pretty quick. We don't get into it. To me, if he's open in the read and the ball gets thrown to him, he needs to catch it. But we're not going to force a ball to somebody to try to reverse engineer it. Like if he gets more catches, we'll be successful. If teams are taking him away, then we have to go elsewhere. If he's open and we get the ball to him, then that's what we want. But it's you don't want to look at it that way. You hope over time that happens because he is an elite player at that position. But you don't want to force it. Yeah, I didn't get too much into how teams were defending him with Josh in there. We looked at that tape more to evaluate the personnel. But I think it's more of a function of teams load up to play the run. It's a little bit easier to cover the tight end because you have more packed into the box, as opposed to if you feel you have to take away a great wide receiver, you're going to roll coverage that way, which potentially opens up the middle of the field.